One of Scott Morrison's ministers is free of the cloud of a federal police probe this evening. The AFP will not be going ahead with an investigation into Energy Minister Angus Taylor and his use of allegedly forged documents to attack the Lord Mayor of Sydney in a stoush over climate change. The Prime Minister has also finalised his new lineup of ministers after a messy week for the Coalition, with Bridget McKenzie's resignation over sports rorts and other fallout from the Nationals' leadership hiccup. But already there's controversy. Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
With the first week of Parliament done and new ministers settling in, Nationals leader Michael McCormack is feeling optimistic.
Very, very exciting. Onwards and upwards from here.
Many of the winners in today's cabinet reshuffle are his close allies, an attempt to shield him from future leadership spills. Mr McCormack's new deputy, David Littleproud, is now also the Agriculture Minister, a job he's done before. And Victorian MP Darren Chester's existing role of Veterans Affairs is becoming a cabinet position. Queenslander Keith Pitt will take on the Resources, Northern Australia and Water portfolios. A former electrical engineer and cane grower, he's been spruiking his practical experience.
Given my background, I just want to bring that practical, common sense view to bear, not only in the department, but across the industry. I'm here to listen, but I'm also here to act, and I'm not going to apologise for people having jobs in the resources sector.
But Keith Pitt's appointment has raised eyebrows. He's been a vocal advocate of coal and nuclear power, prompting questions about how he'll approach the resources portfolio.
This may be a minister who just sees the role to universally advance the mining sector.
That's Dave Sweeney from the Australian Conservation Foundation. He's also worried about giving the minister responsibility for both mining and water.
There's an increasing tension between the use of water in the mining sector and the use of water in agriculture and other sectors. We cannot see this new allocation as one where there is a one-stop shop for green lighting unsustainable water use.
It's an interesting mix putting the two together.
Fiona Simpson is the president of the National Farmers Federation. She says access to water is scarce and the settings need to be right.
The departments, you know, will hopefully be kept separate. We do need to have checks and balances.
Fiona Simpson says Keith Pitt's a smart guy, but he has a lot to get his head around when it comes to the water portfolio. Some Nationals have previously described it as a poison chalice due to the mammoth tensions over the allocation of water in the Murray-Darling Basin. And unlike many previous water ministers, Keith Pitt is not from the basin region.
I think people will be surprised, but in some ways I also think maybe a pair of fresh eyes. Somebody from outside the basin, if you're inside the basin, then you can often be accused of having a conflict of interest, and of course we don't want to go there again.
All this change was sparked by Bridget McKenzie's resignation over the sports grants scandal. But today, another minister has managed to dig their heels in and weather a separate controversy. The Energy Minister, Angus Taylor, has been under fire ever since he used a document with fabricated figures to attack the Sydney Lord Mayor, Clover Moore, last year. Today, the Australian Federal Police has decided not to pursue the matter any further, saying there's no evidence that he falsified information. But Labor Leader Anthony Albanese says that's not the end of it.
This document didn't come from the fairies. I don't think you wrote it. Someone wrote it. It is not unreasonable that any government which had any integrity whatsoever would ask Angus Taylor's office, where did you get the document from?
In a statement, Angus Taylor says the police have now finalised the matter and that Labor's decision to refer this in the first place was a waste of police time.
Alexandra Beach reporting, and Sydney Lord Mayor Clover Moore says in a statement she is shocked and disappointed that the AFP won't launch a formal investigation into the forgery of the document. She says it's beyond belief the minister hasn't yet explained its origins.